Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we're one day shy of Saturday anyway.
Yep, we're getting there.
So we're getting there. It is a Friday, and it's a Friday the 13th, by the way. So who knows what kind of wackiness might ensue tonight.
I think there's a full moon, too.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th,
on horizon when you need them.
Full moon, not bad moon.
Yeah, there's a bad moon rising. God, I love me some Andre Rison. That dude was just... You follow him around waiting for him to do something. Fantastic. All right, let's get to it. On this day in history, we call it OTD. It's brought to you by Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters, conveniently located at 21st and Ridge. You need a great rental experience? Make it Superior. All right, let's get to it. On this day in history, it is September 13th.
Go all the way back to 1883. Hugh Daly, who is nicknamed One Arm Daly, threw a no-hitter for the Cleveland Blues. Tossed a no-hitter against Philadelphia. He did not have a left hand. Lost it in a gun accident earlier in his life. To compensate for that injury, he had a special fixed pad over the affected area on his left arm, and he trapped the ball to catch it from the catcher between that pad and his right hand.
I'll be darned.
Yep. Threw a no-hitter on this day. He was known for his feisty disposition and tempestuous behavior.
Nice.
Could have had something to do with being born in Ireland. Just saying.
Might be.
Might be because
might
I,
be.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
1909. Here's one for you. It's kind of led me down a little wormhole, if you'll indulge me.
All right.
Ty Cobb clinches the AL home run title in 1909 with his ninth homer, all inside the park.
Wow.
The major league record for inside the park home runs held by Jesse Burkitt. He has 55. Ty Cobb, though, hit 46. Inside the park home runs, which I think would lead everybody to believe more reason for that than anything is gargantuan, spacious ballparks back then.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely. Lots of room to run.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get 430 feet to dead center or 456,
I was gonna
say,
it was like,
back in old Tiger Stadium. I mean, it's like I mean, you talk about cavernous ballparks.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
The
ridiculous
modern record, so post-1950, is former Royal Willie Wilson. He hit 13 in the park home runs. Some notable inside the park home runs over the years. 1956, Roberto Clemente became the only MLB player to hit a walk-off inside the park grand slam.
That's cool.
That's very cool. He did that at Forbes Field. Pirates beat the Cubs that day. Back-to-back inside the park home runs, Toby Hara and Bump Wills for the Rangers in 77.
Wow.
Greg Gagne hit two of them in one game for the Twins against the White Sox.
I don't think of Greg Gagne particularly as a speedster.
Nope. It was in the... Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, so somebody could have lost it in the dome, you know.
I suppose, right, yeah.
The first one in Mariners history was hit by a catcher, Dan Wilson, 1998.
Dan Wilson was actually a pretty good catcher.
He was a really good catcher.
Yeah, he was better. I mean,
he was in the pretty good. Randy Johnson era, right?
Yeah, he was good. He was good. He was a good player.
Kyle Blanks of the Padres is the heaviest player to have one. He was 285 when he hit an inside-the-park home run against the Cubs.
Oh, my God. Is that a refrigerator on your back, or you?
And he was 20 pounds lighter than Prince Fielder, who had one back in 2007. Fielder allegedly weighed 262 pounds.
You got out of his way when he was coming around.
And there was one in the All-Star game. I forgot about this. Ichiro hit one in the 2007 All-Star game at AT&T Park in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. That's right.
On his way to the MVP honors in the All-Star game. So there's some
notable
in-the-park home runs. Maybe the most famous around here. Alcides Escobar did it in the World Series. 2015, when Cespedes had it bounce off the heel of his glove and kicked about 80 feet away, and Alcides Escobar circled the bases, had an inside-the-park home run in the World Series, the first one of those since 1929, I'm sorry.
Well, still a long time ago.
Yeah. Dazzy Vance threw a no-hitter on this day, 1925. I don't have quite as much info about Dazzy Vance as I do the inside-the-park home run stuff, but, you know.
But Dazzy could pitch a little
Dazzy
bit.
Dazzy Vance. More U.S. Open OTDs, 1981. McEnroe beats Borg. It was McEnroe's third straight U.S. title, and it was Bjorn Borg's last Grand Slam match, 1981.
It's a tremendous rivalry, Borg and McEnroe.
Navratilova beat Steffi Graf in 87 on this day, retaining her title, Martina, that is.
Are Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi still?
That's a good question. Still married?
An item?
Married? That's a good question. Do you know who has the franchise record for quarterbacks for touchdown passes by a quarterback in Buccaneers history? It happened on this day in 1987, if you want a hint.
Steve DeBerg?
Steve DeBerg. Great pull. Thought you would have said Doug Williams. Buccaneers 48, Falcons 10. Former Chief great Steve DeBerg.
He was former everyone
great. He was
great.
A former
that dude
many,
was
many,
a pass-around pack.
Oh, man,
He played in a lot of places, Steve DeBerg.
1991, former Shocker great Joe Carter becomes the first baseball player with three consecutive 100 RBI seasons with three different teams.
Isn't that something?
Indians, then the Padres, and the Blue Jays in 1991. Mm-hmm.
He was still 2 years away from hitting,
the
was it 93
walk-off.
That he hit the, against Mitch?
Mitch Williams, yep.
Mitch Williams.
1992, U.S. Open, Stefan Edberg beats Pete Sampras to retain his title. So Edberg went back-to-back in 91 and then on this day in 1992. We talked about Chip Beck. Yesterday, I think yesterday, it was his birthday. On this day in 2013, Jim Furyk fired a 59.
God.
12 under 59 at the BMW Championship in Lake Forest, Illinois. At the time, the sixth player to shoot a sub-60 in a PGA Tour event.
Wow. Boy, that's a pretty good golf course that he shot 59 on. Did Chip Beck... Who fired it in Vegas? Somebody fired one in Vegas. I can't remember who it was.
I don't know that answer.
Yeah. Interesting.
On this day last year, Amazon live streamed Thursday Night Football, and the broadcast booth consisted of Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm. First all-female broadcast booth, Cincinnati 34. Baltimore 23. That was on this day last year, 1 year ago today.
Two pretty competent broadcasters right there.
Birthdays in sport. American sprinter Michael Johnson, 52. Two-time Olympic gold medal winner, I guess. Former Super Bowl winning quarterback Brad Johnson, 51.
Wow, Brad Johnson's won a Super Bowl.
Yes, he has.
Hey, Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson has won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. You have two.
Did you hear Lebatard told a story about Trent Dilfer the other day when Dilfer was at ESPN? Because Kirk Herbstreit had a private plane. Trent Dilfer wanted one, too.
Yeah.
If he's got one, why can't I have one? Let me count the ways.
Because he's Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah,
that's why.
Exactly. If he's got to be two different cities in one day, that's kind of how that works. Sorry, man.
Good Lord. We'll close it in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.